Ukraine Parliament ratifies Trump's rare earths mineral deal. By Breitbart London on May 8, 2025. Kyiv, Ukraine, AP. Ukraine's parliament unanimously voted in favor of ratifying of a landmark minerals deal with the U.S. on Thursday afternoon, a lawmaker said. The ratification is a key step in setting the deal in motion. It calls for the creation of a joint investment fund with the U.S. Parliament approved the agreement with 338 members voting in favor out of the required 226 votes. Ukrainian lawmaker Yaroslav Zelyznyak wrote on his Telegram account. No lawmaker voted against it or abstained. Kyiv, Ukraine, AP. Russia and Ukraine both reported attacks on their forces on the first day of a 72-hour ceasefire called by Russian President Vladimir Putin to mark the anniversary of the World War II victory with a parade in Moscow. Russian bombs struck northeast Ukraine in the opening hours of the ceasefire, killing at least one civilian, while artillery assaults took place across the 1,000-kilometer, 620-mile, front line, Ukrainian officials said, although with less intensity than in the previous 24 hours. The unilateral ceasefire coincides with Russia's biggest secular holiday, the 80th anniversary of victory over Nazi Germany. Kyiv has pressed for a longer-term ceasefire. Putin on Thursday welcomed Chinese President Xi Jinping in the Kremlin. Xi, who Putin earlier described as our main guest at Friday's Victory Day festivities, arrived in Russia on Wednesday for a four-day visit. Ukrainian Foreign Minister Andriy Syb accused Russia of violating its own ceasefire 734 times between midnight and midday Thursday. He called the ceasefire a farce on the social media platform X. He said Russia carried out 63 assault operations along the front line, 23 of which were still ongoing as of midday. Ukraine responds appropriately and is actively sharing information about the attacks with the U.S., the European Union and others. We will not let Putin fool anyone when he does not even keep his own word, Syb said. Russian attacks also took place near Chasiv Yar in the Donetsk region on Thursday morning. A press officer of Ukraine's 24th Mechanized Brigade, Oleh Petrashak, told the Associated Press via phone. One person died and two were wounded when Russian forces dropped guided air bombs on residential areas near the border in the northeast Sumy region, the regional prosecutor's office said. Large-scale missile and drone attacks, which have been a near daily occurrence in Ukraine in recent weeks, were not recorded since 8:30 p.m. Wednesday, Ukraine's Air Force said. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky had previously cast doubt on the ceasefire, calling it manipulation as U.S.-led peace efforts stalled. For some reason, everyone is supposed to wait until May 8 before ceasing fire, just to provide Putin with silence for his parade, Zelensky said. In March, the United States proposed a 30-day truce in the war, which Ukraine accepted, but the Kremlin has held out for ceasefire terms more to its liking. Russia's defense ministry meanwhile accused Ukrainian forces of attacking its positions and said its forces would continue to mirror Ukraine's actions during the Kremlin's ceasefire. The regions of Belgorod, Lipetsk, Orenburg, Ryazan and Tambov came under a drone threat alert overnight, but there were no reports of any drones being shot down or intercepted. Russia's civil aviation authority Rosaviatsia also briefly imposed restrictions on flights to and from the airport in Nizhny Novgorod. In welcoming Xi, Putin said that the brotherhood of arms between our peoples, which developed during the harsh war years, is one of the fundamental foundations of modern Russian-Chinese relations of comprehensive partnership and strategic cooperation. He added that Moscow and Beijing were developing ties for the benefit of the peoples of both countries and not against anyone. Xi, in turn, said that history and reality have fully proved that the continuous development and deepening of China-Russia relations is a necessity for the friendship between the two peoples from generation to generation. He also called for safeguarding international fairness and justice. Putin and Xi have met over 40 times and developed strong personal ties that bolstered the country's strategic partnership as both face tensions with the West. China has offered robust diplomatic support to Moscow after its 2022 full-scale invasion of Ukraine and has emerged as a top market for Russian oil and gas, helping fill the Kremlin's war coffers. Russia has relied on China as the main source of machinery and electronics to keep its military machine running after Western sanctions curtailed high-tech supplies.